Last night, it was the second annual State of Our City public event hosted by the Our City Coalition at Asbury Hall on Delaware Avenue. With us this morning, Harper Bishop. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, and thank you very much for taking a moment so bright and early to talk about what went on last night. The meeting, according to your release here, to highlight problems with the dominant top-down redevelopment model driving Buffalo. First, before we get into that specifically, can you kind of describe the atmosphere last night?
Yeah, the atmosphere was that of community. We had about 200 people participate, so we had a full house, and there was everyone from elders in our community to youth leaders and everyone in between.
You know, Harper, reading over the press release, you outline a lot of different issues, really touch upon a lot of different things. But from a general point of view, when you look at some of these problems and you look at the political leaders here in Buffalo, I'm wondering, do you feel that they perhaps lack a certain type of public imagination, or perhaps maybe they're just not listening enough to their constituents?
So last night we offered the opportunity for all elected leaders and those running for public office to participate in yesterday's event. So the State of Our City is an annual event that gives everyday Buffalonians the opportunity to address some of the most pressing and persistent challenges in the city of Buffalo and offer community-driven solutions. Like you said, we do believe that people do have the solutions and that those closest to the problem do have the real solutions and the best solutions, and that we believe people's lived experience. And so it's disheartening when we have people speaking and 2 hours worth of youth leaders and elders and community members telling the solutions to their elected officials and them not showing the respect to come to a public event and to show up and to take note of those solutions. We had one council member who did come.
Who was that?
Niagara District Council Member David Rivera.
Just want to touch on one of the issues that you guys outlined here, gentrification. We've heard a little bit about this, and I'm wondering what you're seeing, what some of the people last night might have been talking about, and perhaps how you feel that issue needs to be addressed in the city of Buffalo.
So people talked about it over and over that they no longer want developers and power elites to run their city. They believe that it is their city and that we need bottom-up community economic development. Examples of that include the FB Community Land Trust, School 77 that was taken from a derelict school and is now turned into senior housing, Ujima Theater Company, headquarters of Push Buffalo, and other community spaces where people can gather and come together.
And then what about moving forward then, Harper? You heard from the people last night. What about moving forward? What's the plan?
So because only one council member showed up last night, there's going to be a rally in Niagara Square this afternoon to bring the Our City policy platform to the elected leaders in City Hall at 3:30 p.m. Last night, Arnestra Vinoy, the mother of Tanya Keita Harvey, spoke powerfully about the challenges that face queer and trans people of color and spoke directly to those who are in office and who would seek office about the changes that they need to protect most vulnerable populations and bring justice to her daughter. There were also youth climate leaders who spoke about education, immigration, and a 15-year-old climate justice advocate who spoke passionately about the impending climate catastrophe. He cited the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released in October of last year to say that we have 11 years left to address this issue and is baffled as to why the mayor and the city of Buffalo haven't even begun to do anything about our generation's most pressing issue.
Harper Bishop, you're giving us plenty to talk about for sure this morning, and we appreciate your time.